I'm Stephanie Cadle Terrace, and I'm sitting here with Kathy Henschel. Is that right?
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for coming to tell us your story. And you've been a longtime customer at the farmer's market.
I started coming to the market with my mother back in probably the 40s.
Is that right? Were you born in Ann Arbor?
No, in Detroit, but moved here before I was a year.
Okay.
So I am a real native Ann Arbor.
Definitely.
Always came on Saturday morning, and that was a big excursion to come to the market.
What was your mother's name, Kathy?
Jean De Koning.
Okay.
And they were longtime Ann Arborites also, but did not grow up here.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three children in our family. My father built many, many, many university buildings.
Oh, wow.
And he also built the press box and the top part of the football stadium.
Is that right?
He built for over 40 years at the U Hospital, the old one, not the new one. And he
so did
also
he own a construction company?
Yes,
or?
It was called Henry De Koning Construction
okay.
Company. All yellow and blue equipment.
he knew his customer base.
He knew his customer base. He built a lot of the athletic buildings, knew all the coaches very well. So, and we still go to all the football games. But then I started coming to the market after I was married and always brought the children on Saturday morning. And I knew the Kaepernicks probably as well as, I mean, I know other vendors, but we knew them. And when old Grandpa Kaepernick died, I went to his funeral.
Aww.
And so now Scott owns it, and he's not a Kaepernick, but he's certainly carrying on all the traditions.
Yes, we got to interview him as part of this project.
Oh,
so
did
I was
you?
Glad
oh, good.
To talk to him.
And then I've known the Spars probably, oh gosh, for 40 years.
Is that
anyway,
right?
Yeah.
Would you always buy fresh flowers from them as
flowers,
part of your visit?
And I even went to their flower, you know, to where they grew flowers and bought flats of flowers.
Did you?
When I was first married. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, we've been married 44 years. So
fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. So I over 40. I think it's over 40 years. Yeah.
Yep. You remember when they would park and have their plants on the back of the truck?
Yeah, absolutely.
How have you watched the market change over all this time?
I'd say more vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the center section here where
they
brought in Zingerman's and all those different kinds of people.
The tamales and everything.
The tamales, all different. Yeah, I'd say that there's certainly more to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think it's still, I still like it because it's the same feel.
Mm-hmm. And what is that feel? How would you describe it?
I like talking to all the people, all the farmers who come. I will say I think they're drawing from a bigger area than they used to. And like Amish people coming. We never had Amish people until a few years ago. And I think it's certainly gotten bigger in that back on the back street here. There are more vendors along
the sidewalk there.
The sidewalk there,
right.
Which that never was true. It's sad that some of the older people who used to come are no longer with us, but, you know, children and their families are keeping the stands going.
It's great to see that, isn't it?
I like
that. It still gets passed along.
It still gets passed along, and we still have people who are interested in coming to the market.
And what are some of the things you normally are looking for when you come here?
I always buy peaches are the biggest thing. Peaches and flowers. Oh, when it comes Christmas, I, Mrs. Donovan Walls.
I'm not sure.
You know, who has all the Christmas wreaths.
All
and,
the
yes.
table settings and
yeah,
things
all
like that.
That. Uh-huh. Yeah. I bought from her for as long as ours, really. And, I guess just produce and flowers and when the season comes, Christmas or Thanksgiving or Halloween.
Now, do you cook at home a lot to process the fresh food you buy here?
Let's say that I I freeze blueberries because I love blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches, some, yes. But I'm not a jam and jelly lady.
Right, that's okay.
But I have a good friend who is, and who's very sick right now, so aww, she's not doing so much. But yeah.
Do you think bringing your kids here made a difference in the way they approach their shopping?
Oh, because they do. None of our children live in town. Mm-hmm. One lives in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and they are now starting a little farmer's market. Another one lives in Rye. Another one lives in San Francisco.
So they're
and
all
she,
over.
Yeah, but there are farmers markets for them to go to, mm-hmm, yes. But they always remember coming here. And they still remember the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Heather came down for just a few minutes on Saturday. So, yeah, they love their experience of coming here.
What do they tell you that they remember about it?
Reaching up and get... Oh, tomatoes, that's another thing I love.
Oh, you gotta get to tomatoes,
yeah,
right?
I love the tomatoes. They liked that I knew so many of these people,
mm-hmm,
and they would like to reach up and pick out something at every stand we went to. They wanted to have their choice.
Uh-huh.
So that was something, yeah. And my husband didn't used to come. He was too busy, but now he will come down with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And
it nice.
I like that because he never really knew who all these people were, and now he does.
And what they meant to you. That's
what they
really
meant
great.
To me. Yeah. Well, they're all very special people. Very special.
It is wonderful to be able to have friendships with the people you buy things from, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons I think we really want to promote farmers markets is that sense of community that you get.
Absolutely. But they've got to do something about parking so it isn't so tough. I have friends would love to come, and they say, I can never get a parking place. So they don't want to come, but...
It is a problem because other times of the week it's not necessary,
no.
But on these days you really
need it.
These
days it's really tough, very tough. I waited this morning in line
to get a spot here.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I've waited as long as 30 minutes.
Wow, that's a commitment.
That's a commitment, right. Good morning, how are you?
$50 bills here or $100
bills? I'm being interviewed for the
oral history.
She's on oral history of the farmer's market.
She's the one.
She's got some history to tell,
local,
doesn't she?
She's been here forever.
Now, who are you?
Born. Oh, I'm old as dirt. I'm just a bum, you know.
No, he's not. He's a retired dentist. Ah. He's a neighbor.
Yeah. And you're shopping here today?
No, I'm doing that as I'm told with my wife.
Oh.
I'm just following her along.
Is that what happens when you bring husbands to the market?
I saw her go down there, but I don't know she went.
She was jawing at me because I was talking to somebody, and she was talking to somebody. And then she went someplace else, and she had to go in here and just left me standing.
That happened.
Yeah.
Oh, picking out ears.
Take care.
Okay.
Yeah, the market's changed over the years.
Yeah.
I miss the horse-drawn, you know, vehicles that come in.
Oh, is that what you remember?
Yeah, and the, you know, the horse buns.
Now, we're trying to have a real oral history.
Well,
here.
It is. That's anal history, I guess. But.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got out.
Kathy, what were you saying about corn?
There was a nice old farmer who was right there.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot remember his name.
Mm.
Smith? Mr. Smith, maybe? I just can't remember it, but we always had fun picking out the corn.
Mm.
Some would want the yellow and white when that finally came along, and the rest wanted just the plain yellow corn.
Is that
corn
right?
Mom.
Somebody had that specific request,
yes.
One of your kids?
Yes, yes. One light, the other white, the other white. Plain yellow.
Well, that was pretty much everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything else that you would want me to know?
No.
As I just have you sitting
here
freezing.
It's just a great place.
It really is.
And we want to keep it going.
Definitely.
We want to keep it going.